The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Burt Show. In two different conversations this past weekend, actually within the same day, the word, like, you know what road rage is, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always in the news story because sometimes it gets tried. Like, people go nuts and break out guns, but more often than not, it's a flip off or a cussing or a cutoff or, you know, ends up being a speeding down the highway. And then I heard the word rage in two other conversations this weekend. I was speaking to one person who was having problems with her laptop computer, and she's had it for 3 years, and it's been back to the store like 6 times for service. And apparently there's some sort of like lemon law that this company has that if you have to bring it back 5 or more times, they give you a brand new computer. Mm-hmm. So with the 6th time she takes it in, she's like, I want a new computer. You know, this is crap. Right. I have it in here every 6 months, you know, to fix it. And it's obvious it's nothing I'm doing. So, you know, and they said, well, yours doesn't qualify under the lemon law thing. And apparently she lost her mind. And when the story was told to me, she used the word rage. Like, she was raging, you know, mm-hmm. like yelling. And this is a person that I would not expect to raise their voice at all, you know, very demure and nice. And she was raging at the clerk. So that
laptop
was like
rage.
Yeah, that's laptop rage. Retail rage.
Retail rage.
Retail rage.
And then the next day, like less than 24 hours later, I'm having a conversation with someone. And I'm standing in the back of it. They're at Starbucks. And standing in the back of the restaurant. And you know, there's a line of a couple people, and my friend's in line and gets up to the counter and orders whatever, double mocha latte, whatever, you know. This woman comes in from the back of the line, and he thought she was coming from the back of the line. She actually had stormed in from the store, and apparently with whatever she purchased, she was supposed to get 2 biscottis or whatever, mm-hmm. only got 1. And this was enough to send her into overdrive. Like, whatever, like that 1 biscotti was the key between calm day and nutso. She came and went to the front of the line and started to talk to the clerk while my friend is ordering. And my friend says, I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of ordering. And she loses it. Coffee rage. Like, completely snaps. And I got to witness this. And I'm not talking about a little, I'm just trying to get my other biscotti here. She went off on him, on other people in line, on the poor guy who, you know, probably wasn't even the one who waited on her, you know, like nuts.
Right.
So there has got to be, I mean, obviously there's road rage. We've heard, talked to stories, you know, there's retail rage that happens during the holidays. Mm-hmm. But where, I was trying to think of the last place I really, truly lost it with someone in person. I've gone off on the phone, but usually in person I don't confront people like that.
In person. Now, I used to work with a guy at an old job that would come into meetings and would run meetings, you know, head of the table, everybody's there or whatever, would run meetings. And in the middle of whatever speech he was giving to, you know, the entire group of people listening, would get random meeting rage, like would get caught up in his own conversation so much that it would turn into a rage. No one had to provoke it. Nobody had to be late to the meeting. Nobody had to, like, say anything wrong or, you know, ask a question in the wrong way.
Who was the victim? There has to be a victim. Was it everybody at the meeting?
Everybody in the meeting became a victim of his rage because he would just get... I think he was the type of person that just loved to hear himself talk so much. But because he loved to hear himself talk so much, he would get himself so fired up that you could see in his face, it would turn red and he would go crazy. Meeting rage guy. Meeting rage.
Yeah.
Hey, Bird Show.
Yeah.
Rage in where?
Walmart.
Oh,
Walmart rage.
Walmart rage. Yeah, I was there a few weeks ago, and, you know, it's always a race to the aisle to get to the checkout, right?
Uh-huh. Sure.
And I came around the corner, and I beat this lady there. Well, she must have had a bad day or something, but she kept ramming me with her cart.
You're kidding. Oh, my God.
Like, she rammed you with her cart,
yeah.
Or she was ramming your cart with her cart?
No, she was hitting me with her cart. And I kept stepping away. You know, okay, I'll step farther away and farther away. Well, now her cart is blocking me from getting my bag. And I tried to move her cart to grab my bags, and she just kept hitting me with her cart.
Oh, my God.
And I finally just turned and looked at her and said, you're a rhyming with witch.
Uh-oh.
And grabbed my bags and walked off.
Wow. Walmart rage.
Man. That one's great.
Using a buggy is a weapon.
Yeah.
You should almost take away your buggy license. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Chris.
Bye, guys. Bye.
I think I'm finding that, you know, one thing that came to mind is kind of similar to Jen's. It's more of a, you know, coworker kind of bizarre outburst where, and this was years ago, but, you know, it's usually the people that you least expect to have these outbursts that, you know, because, you know, yes, I've been accused of being opinionated and I can have a temper, but I don't have these random just boom. It's usually the people that are soft-spoken and sweet and
right.
Then all of a sudden. So a coworker of mine and I are standing with this third coworker, and she is the type, very quiet, very cool, always, you know, never see her do anything.
Sure.
So we're talking and then she's telling a story about a recent, and it was like a vacation. She was telling a story about a vacation to, like, I don't know where she went. And then I was reacting to something she said, and then just out of the blue outburst, please do not interrupt me when I'm speaking. And then continued soft-spoken with what she's saying. And I probably peed on myself right there because I scared me to death. But
Interruption rage.
Absolutely. And I didn't even realize I interrupted her, but I swore I didn't say another word after that. But yeah, I just yelled in the middle of a sentence.
That's like interruption rage, or that's also unexpected rage.
Yes.
You know, oh my God, yes. That's the type that, man, that makes you afraid. That's like freaky rage.
Shannon, also an incident with a coworker.
Yes. I am not a morning person, and I came into the office one morning, and one of the gentlemen who happened to be on crutches at the time started with me right off the bat. Couldn't even get in the door, hadn't even set my pocketbook down or anything, and I kept telling him, back off, no coffee, back off. Wouldn't leave me alone, so he sat down at his desk, and he kept on and on and on pushing me, and I finally told him I was going to kick his butt if he didn't stop and leave me alone. And he just said some profane things to me, and I took my leg and I kicked his crutch right at him.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, yes, I did.
You had bum leg rage.
Yes, I did.
What? Do you get in trouble for that?
No. Well, he said, I'm going to tell the boss on you. And I said, not if I get to him first.
Oh. Hey, Shannon, thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks.
I mean, is there limits? There's kind of limits.
You can't kick a crutch.
You can't do something like that. It's like pushing a wheelchair down. You know, it's not cool.
She said he was harassing her. And if he's harassing her, then he deserves the kick crutch.
Nah, if you're on crutches, you're allowed to harass people.
No.
Or
he was using that as an excuse to harass her.
Is that kind of like old people rage? Like they're just, you know, just let him go?
Yeah.
Hey, Michelle, don't hang up. Could we have some elder rage coming up? Michelle's got a old person at a convenience store. But first, Ayanna?
Yes.
Did I say that right? Go ahead.
Ayanna.
With your dance club rage.
Well, I'm from Michigan, and I was at a club in Detroit one year, and I paid $20 to get in the club, and we saw police when we walked in, and not about 10 minutes after we had got these guys to buy us a drink, they told everybody we had to leave the club. And I'm like, you guys had to know that before we paid to walk in this club. They didn't give us a reason. There was no fight. There was no nothing. So I told this bodyguard guy that was like, you need to leave. I said, you guys are going to give me my money back, or you're going to give me a coupon to come back or something. And he was like, no, you need to leave. You need to leave now. And he touched me. I was like, you better get your hands off me. And like, come on, just leave. I'm like, no. They knew before we paid $20 to come in this club, they were going to shut it down. and now they're not going to give us anything to come back.
The lights are on, people are mopping around you, and you're still sitting
Everybody
at the bar.
Everybody was leaving, and this bodyguard guy was like, come on, ma'am, you have to leave. Just come back and ask for me. I'm like, yeah, right, don't give me that crap. Like, you really are not going to come back. I was mad.
Thanks for the call.
All right,
and here we go.
That was more like bouncer rage.
Yeah, right. That was bouncer rage. Elder rage. Old people at a convenience store. Michelle, the floor is yours.
All right. I lived in Nebraska, and I went into a little convenience store to buy just, you know, a few items. Waited in line, got to the front of the line. There's this little old man, crotchety, grumpy old man behind the counter, grumbling at everybody. And I looked at my wallet and realized that I didn't have any money. And so I laid down one of those little scratch-down lottery tickets, you know, the little scratch-off tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, can I use this real quick rather than holding people up for the ATM? And he just started going, and then I have to ring everything up again, and blah, 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 and he's, like, grumbling. So I ran over to the ATM, and I hurry up, and I got money out, and I came back, and I ran, and I said, you know, here's your money. He's like, damn kids, and rah, 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 rah. You know? Grumbling. And finally I said, you know, sir, I'm sorry, but I really don't appreciate the scolding. And no kidding, he put his finger right up to my nose and was pointing and shaking his finger and saying, you're the one being obnoxious. And
oh, my God.
Screaming at me. I didn't even know what to say. I just grabbed my stuff and left.
You almost wonder if old people like that, if they're like, you know what, I've been around 82 years.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this just to see how much I can get away with. Because what are you going to, you're not going to slap his hand out of your face.
Well, no, I just stood there. I think my jaw was probably on the floor, but I couldn't believe it.
Somebody who's older, I mean, they got aches, they got pains, they got things that they're mad about. And I mean, this is their, I think to me, this is kind of their warped way of fun, you know?
Right.
It's like Jeff fun, you know, how he always picks and prods at people to get them mad. That's what old people do.
Those reality TV shows are too complicated to follow. You know, Janet's boobs not as exciting than an old person is to everybody else. So they need to torture youngsters.
Right.
They need to torture the whippersnappers. what they need to do.
The Burt Show.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.